For much of the last century, archaeologists believed that Indians came to the Americas through the Bering Strait about 13,000 years ago at the tail end of the last ice age. Because the sheets of polar ice locked up huge amounts of water, sea levels around the world fell about 300 feet. The shallow Bering Strait became a wide land bridge between Siberia and Alaska. In theory, Paleo-Indians, as they are called, simply walked across the 55 miles that now separate the continents. C. Vance Haynes, an archaeologist at the University of Arizona, put the crowning touches on the scheme in 1964, when he noted evidence that at just the right time, that is, about 13,000 years ago, two great glacial sheets in northwest Canada parted, leaving a comparatively warm, ice-free corridor between them. Down this channel, Paleo-Indians could have passed from Alaska to the more habitable regions in the south without having to hike over the ice pack. The combination of land bridge and ice-free corridor occurred only once in the last 20,000 years and lasted for just a few hundred years. And it happened just before the emergence of what was then the earliest known culture in the Americas, the Clovis culture, so named for the town in New Mexico where its remains were first definitely observed. Haynes's exposition made the theory seem so ironclad that it fairly flew into the textbooks. I learned it when I attended high school. So did my son 30 years later. In 1997, the theory abruptly came unglued. Some of its most ardent partisans, Haynes among them, publicly conceded that an archaeological dig in southern Chile had turned up compelling evidence of human habitation more than 12,000 years ago. And because these people lived 7,000 miles south of the Bering Strait, a distance that presumably would have taken a long time to traverse, they almost certainly arrived before the ice-free corridor opened up. In any case, new research had cast doubt on the existence of that corridor. Given the near impossibility of surpassing the glaciers without the corridor, some archaeologists suggested that the first Americans must have arrived 20,000 years ago, when the ice pack was smaller, or even earlier than that. The Chilean site had suggestive evidence of artifacts more than 30,000 years old. Or perhaps the first Indians traveled by boat and didn't need the land bridge. Or maybe they arrived via Australia, passing the South Pole. "We're in a state of turmoil," the consulting archaeologist Stuart Fidel told me. "Everything we knew is now supposed to be wrong," he added, exaggerating a little for effect. No consensus has emerged, but a growing number of researchers believe that the New World was occupied by a single small group that crossed the Bering Strait, got stuck on the Alaska side, and straggled to the rest of the Americas in two or three separate groups, with the ancestors of most modern Indians making up the second group. Researchers differ on the details. Some scientists have theorized that the Americas may have been hit with as many as five waves of settlement before Columbus, with the earliest occurring as much as 50,000 years ago. In most versions, though, today's Indians are seen as relative latecomers. Indian activists dislike this line of reasoning. "I can't tell you how many white people have told me that science shows that Indians were just a bunch of interlopers," Vine Deloria Jr., a political scientist at the University of Colorado at Boulder, said to me. In Deloria's opinion, archaeology is mainly about easing white guilt. Determining that Indians superseded other people fits neatly into this plan. "If we're only thieves who stole our land from someone else," Deloria said, "then they can say, 'Well, we're just the same. We're all immigrants here, aren't we?'"